Ken, is Robert coming? Call to order this regularly scheduled City of Mountain Park City Council special call meeting for June 8th?
9th.
9th, sorry, it's 2021. We have one item agenda. Thank you, folks, for coming tonight. We are addressing the variance requested by Janet Robert De La Salle, 122 Cardinal Drive. What is the nature of the variance request at this point? Because there were a couple of different versions that we had talked about.
My understanding is for two things: to allow the car park to remain and be used occasionally, and for an extension of the existing driveway to accommodate two cars side by side. That's my understanding, if I'm correct.
All right. Ms. De La Salle, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct, okay. I'd like to ask council to take these issues separately as, you know, individual items, and then we can go from there. We had the hearings, we've had questions and answers, we've had discussions, we've heard a lot, seen a lot, talked a lot. At this point, I think I'm going to turn it over to council. Chair will entertain a motion.
We're going to go with one of them?
Just one at a time.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to approve the variance application for the car park at 122 Cardinal Drive.
I have a motion by councilperson Silver. Do I have a second? Second. Second by Councilman Carlson. Discussion. I know, folks, we've had a lot of information given. We've talked a lot about this. So I don't think we need to rehash the same real estate twice, but if you've got some questions or additional information.
Just a comment. I just feel like this has been made into a tempest in a teapot. I know that nobody agrees with me, but I wanted to state that, as far as I'm concerned, the De La Salles have made it very clear to me that the need is real for the car park. It was started before they had owned their house, according to the notes that I've read. It is, they are far from the only people in Mountain Park to have a car park in front of their house. I am certain they are not the only people in Mountain Park who have ever done construction without a building permit. They've been to court, they've paid the fine, they are prepared to meet the demands of the city, and I am just, for the life of me, can't really understand why this is even happening, why it's come to this.
Thank you. City Attorney would like to make a comment.
Really a question. So with your motion, I have this motion to approve variance for the car park at the address. You mean to allow the parking area that is in front of the house in the right of way to remain? Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
I'm not commenting on your motion, but I would say, you know, to the extent a structure is created in the city's right of way, we can't give away the right of way. We can make the choice not to enforce something against, you know, or not to take action to remove it, but we can't give away what's in the city's right of way. So I would want your motion to be subject to that.
Okay.
We can allow someone to park there. What we can't do is give them ownership so that in the future, if the city needs to widen the road, we'll say, we don't own it.
So a motion to permit the existing car park to remain, does that sound right?
Subject to the city's ownership interest in the property.
Subject to the city's ownership interest in the property.
And, yes, sir?
No, I'll second that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'd like to just inject something here myself, just for the matter of the discussion. If the city, if your motion is to allow them to utilize the city's right of way and the car park, which currently exists, I feel like that, one, either it needs to be certified as safe, or two, there needs to be indemnification for the city for anything that happens on that car park, whether it's to them, to their guests, to anyone that parks there, the city needs to be indemnified if we allow that to happen. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, a whole harmless basis.
Okay, a whole harmless. All right, so help them to amend their...
So on the condition of inspection as to the safety and security of the car park and the indemnification of the city, relinquishing them from liability.
So, yeah, and so what I would say is, if the motion passes, you know, it will be subject to be drafting a license agreement that allows it and it being executed.
Yes, do I need to say all that? Let's try that again. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the variance application to approve the existing car park conditional on the city's... We really need to make a list. It was three things. The safety and security based on an inspection of the car park, the indemnification of the city, relinquishing it from any liability, and the... allowing the city to retain ownership of the property on which the car park sits.
All right, so move to that. Do you second that? Okay, Councilman Crossman seconds the amended motion.
That's very good.
Discussion? Any more discussion? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. Any opposed? All right.
You get to vote, Jim.
Get to vote. This is what, the third time in 10 years. Under the circumstances, and we have looked at a lot of different things that have been presented to this council about why and how they feel like they need that car park for the undue hardship. I know that some folks would say that there is not a real just undue hardship in this particular case. But I also know that there are a lot of people in this community that have a difficult time with parking, and that especially along some of the streets that don't have very much of a front yard, we have granted people the opportunity to use the city's right-of-way as a parking area. It's restricted parking. But I feel like that if we, in this particular case, we get the proper assurances that the city will not be held responsible, that the car park is safe, and that there is no question about the ownership of the property, I would say I would vote for this being approved with those conditions. So I vote aye. Okay. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Well, I just voted, so it's more of an after the fact thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Would you still like to make a statement before we move on to the other aspect of it?
Well, I'm still really, really upset with allowing a resident to park on the right-of-way. But if we have an indemnity filed and they have to rebuild, because I understand Lloyd has looked at it, it needs rebuilding because it is going to lose a car one day. So you're voting to do it. But unless it's built to hold a car as heavy as Janet's, it will not go through. Is that right?
I am saying with those stipulations that I would agree to it, as long as it is approved as safe, the city is indemnified, and there's no question about the retaining of ownership of the right-of-way by the city.
Which means it's not really going to hold a car much longer, so it does need rebuilding.
Okay, well that would, right. I would ask that a certified, qualified engineer, architect, or whomever would say that.
Would it be a time limit?
They won't. It wasn't part of the building permit, so they won't approve it. They won't even look at it.
That's a good question, Councilman Carlson. Is there a time frame or a time limit put on that? What would be...
Yes, that's
good. Time limit on when they get it.
How soon they have to have that done?
It's hard to say because we don't know. I have no idea what would be required.
Does 30 days sound reasonable?
I don't know how long it will take them to do an engineer's letter.
I propose 90 days.
90 days?
Yeah, that's probably.
That sound reasonable? Okay. I see heartburn down there. Yes, sir.
Doesn't matter. I mean, they had 90 days before. And it took until April the 4th of this year for somebody to look at it. And he absolutely refused to sign off on it.
Well,
the structural engineer that they contacted, and he showed up and said, no, absolutely no. So
it's already been
I don't know if 90 days is going to happen.
There's already a report, is that what you're saying?
No, there's no, I have no physical report.
Well, 90 days to have a fiscally certified stamp sealed report certifying that it is safe for them to be able to utilize it. I think that's reasonable. Everyone, should I get a hold of the council for an agreement on that? Or we can make it part of it?
I think I got it.
Okay, all right. So 90 days to have a certified engineer sign off on the safety of it, and we'll craft a hold harmless, in essence, for the city, and then that'll satisfy your need for that parking space.
And no one parks in the parking space in the meantime?
Not until we get the hold harmless, at least, the indemnification. Does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely.
Help me out here, folks.
Yeah.
Doing this as we know.
It's unsafe, so, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Where am I to park on the way going home? I can't use my driveway.
Well, let's talk about your driveway. That's the next item that we're going to discuss. So with that said, I know that there was a hardship with your driveway because of the added asphalt that was placed on the street. It created a condition where you were unable to drive down into your driveway without scraping the bottom of your car.
Robert's Element doesn't even go down in our driveway unless at a 45 degree angle.
Okay. Have we not addressed this before about the willingness to repave the
city? The city committed to reimburse the cost of the first 5 feet. The problem was it's going to take all of the driveway to be resurfaced because of the slope. So council has already said that they would be responsible for the first 5 feet.
First third, yeah.
Or the first 5 feet, yeah. Of Ardito's original
estimate. Is it possible to grade it down so the slope's not there? Rather than drive up.
I don't know, I'm not an engineer.
To cut the asphalt down?
Right, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's my whole thing. The only thing that is our fault about their whole situation is the asphalt, the paver who did the asphalting, and it just needs to be taken down. Nothing else needs to be done. Nothing else is our fault. My car pulled in. I took her a book that she left here the other week, and took me 3 tries to get the Cadillac out of her driveway. Because that pump is so tall. And that's all that needs to be done. And it doesn't need to cost $4,000.
What is the nature of the request for the driveway? Is it to remedy the driveway or to widen the driveway?
My understanding was they were asking for it to be widened at their expense. They just want to have the variance approval to encroach into the setbacks, so that they can pull 2 cars side to side.
Is that going to change the issue of the cars scraping going down the driveway?
Until the road was paved entirely too high.
Yes.
Repaving of the driveway would raise the driveway 4 to 6 inches. The new driveway, the whole complete driveway. Mm-hmm.
So what you're asking is if you can widen the driveway, to be able to park 2 cars there, and by doing that, it would raise the driveway 4 to 6 inches, which would eliminate the issue of cars scraping going over down into the driveway.
Correct. And we would ask also that, as agreed upon in the meeting between Robert, yourself, and Karen, that the city pay 1/2 of the Ardito bill. We are paying the complete. Why are we not doing that? Which is almost $9,000.
What meeting was this?
Well, council voted on it, so I'd have to go back and look at the minutes.
It was one in your office.
January of 2020.
Okay.
The original Ardito invoice was for $4,510 to upgrade 15 feet of the driveway. And we said we would pay for the first 5 feet of 1/3 of the invoice. January of 2020.
Okay, so what is that amount to? You just said $9,000.
Ours is, our part is almost $9,000.
Okay.
Now, we're asking, the meeting took place in your office with Karen. I believe it was recorded.
No.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
And it was for one half of the Arduino bill.
Now, I recall us agreeing to the 5 feet because that is the city's portion of your driveway, the right-of-way. And I do recall that. I don't recall agreeing to half of the Arduino bill.
Okay, with Robert and...
That may have been the ask, but that wasn't what we agreed to.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
If the driveway is widened, would that get rid of the need for the car park in the right-of-way?
Well, that's a good question, because if we're going to commit to doing something about the driveway by widening it and paying for part of the repaving, then the car park, to me, would not be needed, correct?
I would think so.
Correct?
We would like it for an occasional use, not for my everyday use. My part is to get to my front door on a level surface, not to have to walk down a steep driveway and run the risk of falling or have our guests fall. So the answer is, it would be maintained, but it would not be for my everyday use. The widening of the driveway would be.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The real problem is the Cadillac.
That's
the real problem.
Well, that's
taking up a lot of the room in the driveway.
But that's not the city's problem.
And there is an area in front of, I guess it's a bedroom window, where a car can park.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is there is a way.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just curious, Janet, whether you know... In widening the driveway, is that going to increase the impermeable surface significantly?
Yes, ma'am. That's why we're asking. For I believe my bearing said an additional 250 square feet. Yes.
It's a lot. And is that
would
going
go over to the left.
Cause trees to be removed?
There is a chance. And on the far right-hand side, some of the brad repairs that are touching the power line right now may need to be moved. That was not in the original quote from the concrete people, and we're using the same concrete people that the applicants used. So that was not included. However, I think that's honestly going to be an issue when squaring off the driveway. Now, I did check the caliber of those trees. I believe the tree ordinance is we don't have to have a variance unless it's for a 4-inch caliber. These are under 4 inches. So I don't think that there should be an issue with removing the trees. I don't think, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong, do I need to have approval to remove under 4-inch caliber trees?
I believe the code states that anything under 4 inches is not permittable. I mean, not doesn't require
permit. Doesn't require permit.
Okay, so then, yes, there is a chance them coming out and the brad repairs, which you know are very invasive.
I consider them trash. So I just didn't want to bias the office.
You mean that big thing in my backyard to the left of it is? Yeah, I know. Yes.
Well, those are my questions.
That is something I hope not to have to do, but there is a possibility, and that's the reason for it. I believe it's 250 square feet. Am I correct, Karen? I didn't bring the paperwork that I asked on for on the variance.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have that
half
square foot,
yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't
call
others.
You can send an email in May 19th where you asked for 350 square feet.
350 square feet.
To widen the driveway, correct?
Yes. And to square off that right-hand side. I would think that the city would want it. It does not affect the water main. and also when people entering the driveway going south, it is a hard white. You certainly wouldn't want to dip there. So that would be one of the reasons for squaring it off.
Okay. Well, does council have any more questions? Any more comments? In regard to the widening of the driveway and the permitting of 350 additional square feet of impervious surface. No?
Sure, I got one more. Have y'all considered using a different material besides concrete, something that's less impervious? Anything, would anything else meet?
Would anything get me 4 to 6 inches higher?
I understand that. Yeah.
And keep it safe?
Is there any...
And the steepness of the driveway without going into the house?
Right. And would you guys consider anything smaller than 350 square feet?
I really think that's the bare minimum that we would need.
Okay.
I would like more, but I also know that I'm asking of your good graces to please consider this. I think we have an approved, a regular lot that's caused much hardship.
Yeah. All right, yes ma'am.
And that is part of our code, whereby parking pad, whereby extensions of driveway and parking pads are available to, and also encroaching upon the right of way has been allowed to other people, but not us.
Well, this is the first time we've had actually to take a vote on this, but I do know what you're talking about because I helped craft that way back when we had issues with Lakeshore Drive and people had no place to park except for in front of their house on the right of way.
That would be my exhibit.
Councilperson Dixon, did you have a comment or question?
So I still say the only thing that the city's responsible for is grading the road that was paved. How much are you willing to put into the Ardito bill? It says a third. We agreed on a third, I believe.
Well, let me ask, is the quote still valid? Because it's May of last year, 2020, which has been over a year ago. And two, you said we received an additional estimate for $8,100, which includes the repair of the driveway. So
correct. Yes. Is the Ardito still valid? I don't know. It was Mountain Park that sent Ardito out. Okay. It wasn't us.
All right.
So that's my next question. I think you need to find your own contractor. You get the road the way it's supposed to be, then figure out the driveway, whether it's gravel right now until you can pay to have it redone. But I'm not willing to vote to do anything to your driveway because you bought it that way. But the road, I am willing to have the road fixed that we paved.
All right, was the quote to have the road, the edge of the lip of the road cut down to?
No, sir. It is to build up our driveway.
Okay. So if the city builds up the first 5 feet from the road, which is the city's property, does that change your condition or your situation, or does it have to be the whole driveway?
It has to be the whole driveway.
Just wanted clarification.
We have a 17-inch drop in 5 feet.
Yeah. Just wanted clarification for all parties involved to make sure we understood that it's not going to be a patchwork.
No, it is not.
So, anyone else?
When my car couldn't get out, it was the road. It was not her driveway.
Okay.
Okay, I want to make that clear.
All right. So, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the use, the widening and use of another additional 350 square feet is what they're asking for to accommodate both of their cars to be able to park in the driveway, as I understand it. So whatever your motion, or if anyone would like to make a motion to put this on the table, they're more than welcome to.
I'll be glad to make the motion. I'll make a motion to permit De La Salle's to improve the driveway by 350 square feet, build up the surface to alleviate the 17-inch drop to permit the use of the driveway in lieu of not having to rely on the car park. How does that sound?
Sounds reasonable, but yeah, but not to rely on the car park doesn't have to be.
I mean, if you've got the driveway, then you don't have to rely on the car park.
On a daily basis, yes, ma'am.
That didn't address the road condition.
Yeah.
Well,
we need to address the road condition.
She's made a motion. We need to see if there's a second.
We just need to see if there's a second before we discuss. Is there a second?
Between the road and the driveway.
I think we have to address the road separately.
Oh, okay. Make it have to be a third item then?
Yeah.
So this was a motion to approve adding concrete to widen the driveway at 350 square feet and to alleviate a 17-inch drop.
That's the motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
All right, second by Councilman Carlson. All right, so what we're doing is we're talking about allowing them to widen the driveway, build the driveway up to alleviate the 17-inch drop, and no more than 350 square feet.
Max.
Correct?
Yeah, max.
Okay.
So the road is staying the same?
No, we haven't addressed that yet. That's separate.
Is that 350 total or 350 additional?
350
additional square feet.
That's a huge area. Do y'all realize that?
Do you have that delineated somewhere on the survey? Was there a showing where you wanted to?
No. I have the estimate from Concrete Solutions and a basic drawing of it, and it's everything to the left.
All the way to the property line?
No, sir.
I think it would take in your house. That's a lot.
You've got 400 square feet is a 20 by 20 garage, okay?
Yeah.
So we're asking for 5 feet to the left. That is more than 20 feet from the front of the stoop to the street. That is basically where it is. So it's nowhere near the property line.
Oh, okay. I was thinking left if you were facing the house.
It is on the left if I'm facing the house. That is correct.
Well, there.
Okay.
I don't see that one either. The mailbox.
Five feet additional to the left. The length of the current driveway. We would not be extending it any more.
Just 5 feet widening it.
5 feet widening.
Okay.
So where's the 350 feet?
That's what she's talking about.
Is that all the way over to the right?
It is. Linda, when you drive on the driveway, it would be to the left.
The reason I know that's a lot of, that's a huge amount of footage. I don't even see that much in your front yard.
It'd
have to be
65
feet.
Yes, there's not that much room.
There's not that much room. When you look at the survey, as Brandon said, if you're widening at 5 feet, you're only talking about 30 feet in length. That's 150 square feet.
Well, hold on.
I think it may be correct to say 350 total.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah.
That just sounds like
you've got 150 and you've got another 150 or 125.
And that makes more sense.
All I can do is look at Concrete Solutions bid.
So are they tearing up the old driveway and then widening it and putting new down?
Yes, ma'am.
So that would encompass the existing concrete.
I think they're talking probably 350 total square feet if they're removing the old driveway.
Yes, they are. They are removing the old driveway.
So a total, not an additional 350, a total of 350. That's...
They are removing the existing driveway.
Did you find an invoice?
I don't have it. I wonder if I've seen that invoice. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so. I don't think I was given anything.
I like that Sardito's.
Yeah, that's all
I
got.
So the point is that it makes more sense if we're talking about 350 total square feet. So if the motion is to allow an additional allow 350 square feet of total driveway space, then that probably is what would be what you're intending.
I'm still not clear on that. So
install in the driveway an additional 325 square feet. That tells you what they're going to do.
A new driveway addition, 325 square feet.
But they're tearing up the existing driveway.
Right.
Which is how many feet?
I still say it looks to me like they're going to take out what is there, and they're putting in
325% what is there.
Right. And then they're installing 325 square feet. That's what it looks like.
Now, I'm asking for five more, 25 more square feet, because I was accounting for what is on the right to square it off. Because when I show you the pictures, you'll see they're not looking at somebody driving into that driveway without going into a dip on the right.
So it says a 9 feet by 35 feet driveway addition on the left side of the driveway. How many square feet is that? That's not
9 by 35.
That sounds more like it to me.
And that would be 315 or 325.
325. Okay.
Which is what they got.
All right, that's what they're
and this is what, when you look at the picture, this is what I was looking at squaring off. This side.
Okay.
This side. Mm-hmm. That can be dangerous when somebody's trying to get that because of the curb.
Janet, if this
makes
sense. Yeah, if the motion asks for that. All right, so motion is on the table. We have a second?
Have a question?
Yes.
I would like to hear what the city is expected to pay for this 5 feet of right-of-way.
Well, at this point, that's not part of the motion.
That's already been a motion.
Yeah.
That's already been.
We didn't vote on that, though. We don't know how much the city.
I'm pretty sure y'all voted on that last year.
Yeah, I thought out here that we approved it.
All right, we said a third of Ardito's cost.
5 feet of the...
For 5 feet. But we never heard what it's going to cost the city. And Ardito's, in my opinion, Ardito's high. So if she gets another contractor, but are we clear on the one-third of Ardito's bill? Is that what...
Karen, would you... Brandon?
The minutes...
That doesn't apply at this point.
That's what I said. Do we readdress the issue of what the city is willing to pay as far as the first 5 feet,
I think,
based on whatever the total cost is going to be? Because if we're not talking about the Ardito bill, if that bill is not even, we don't even know if that's still valid or not. Mm-hmm. Two, they could end up paying a different price. So why is the city going to commit to paying the amount?
That's why
we don't know what the amount is.
I like that.
Until we know what the costs are. So. Right now, if we're just voting on granting them the ability to widen the driveway by 350 square feet, that's the motion. That's what we should be voting on. Mm-hmm. And then the city can take it up as far as what the cost for the city would be for those first 5 feet. That would be a separate discussion, a separate motion, a separate approval. So if this passes, then we'll go to the next step and we'll decide what the city is willing and capable of paying as far as the first 5 feet of the driveway. Right? Everybody agree?
Yeah.
So the motion is on the table. We have a second. All those in favor? Any opposed? I'm going to say no, because I think we need to have the cost of the total project, one, either an updated, validated quote from Ardito, or if your company has, if you have a another company that's willing to do it for whatever that price was, and you can send that to City Hall and make it part of the record, then the City Council will know exactly how much money they're committing themselves to.
So what is it that you need me to do? Are you going to send Ardito out? Is that what you want to do? Because Ardito was your choice.
Okay, so we can follow up Ardito, and they can,
She doesn't have to use Ardito.
She didn't have to use Ardito.
No, I will.
And she doesn't want to.
But if you want a plumb line, what you were originally looking at, use Ardito. You chose them to begin with. Get Ardito out to give you an estimate.
Okay, we can get them to either validate the current estimate we already
have,
if they can approve that. In the meantime, yes, go ahead.
Janet, can't you just email what you've got on your phone to Mayor and City
Hall right now? To City Hall.
That can easily be done, yes.
Does that look like an invoice,
yes.
An estimate?
I'm going to get back with him, because that is over a month old.
Okay.
So once you get that confirmed, send that to City Hall to Karen, and then we'll have, and if Ardito says that theirs is still valid, then if you decide to use your quote, then council will have the ability to either approve or disapprove, one, the driveway and or the portion that they're committing to pay. Does that make sense?
I'd like to keep that separate. I would like to know whether or not I have the approval of the extension. Period. The cost is something else. The cost is what we have to deal with, and us as Mount Park.
Okay.
However,
so what you're saying,
I want to know whether or not I have 350 square feet of a driveway.
Well, we can't. We don't know till we know the money.
But it does not matter.
What she's saying is that it doesn't matter about the money, because in essence, then they have to decide whether they pay it if the city's not going to participate.
Well, the city's only paying 5 feet, so.
No. The city is.
You're only paying for right away.
But we're not agreeing. We haven't agreed to pay for that yet. Well, we did agree to pay for it before.
Agreed to pay for the
yes.
third of the bill.
But was that for the widened driveway, or was
no,
that just
that was for the very standard driveway?
Okay,
that
so
for
that
the
was
existing the, current driveway.
Right. So that was what the city approved, was the original 5 feet of the original driveway. The first 5 feet of the original driveway.
Yeah, that's all that was for.
So then if you're going
to
widen the driveway.
That's on them.
Then the city hasn't agreed to pay for any of the additional portion of the driveway, the first 5 feet from the road.
That was not expected.
Okay.
I would like to know what the city attorney says about this. Because it's just like the Chinese water treatment. It's just we can't get them to flood. Do you have anything to say to draw this to a close? Somehow, some way?
Well, so a motion was made to permit a widening of the driveway, and it failed. So.
And that was after the first one was can't get in the driveway because of the road.
So,
being paved so high. Yeah, now we're into doing the driveway. That's what, it all started one way, and I'm not liking this. I mean, it's never going
well,
to come to an end.
Well, the devil's in the details.
It's never going to come to an end if we keep going around and around and around. That's why I'm asking for the attorney to rule here, tell us what to do. I mean, how do you...
Well, I can tell you that We haven't agreed to pay for anything more than the first 5 feet of the driveway.
But now we're agreeing to allow her to enlarge the driveway.
No, that failed.
It failed because Jim voted against it.
Yeah, it did. Okay.
So.
All right. I don't know. I have no more to say. I'm done.
And the reason that you voted the way you voted was because you feel like you don't have enough information from the applicant as to what they're asking for price-wise, and you don't know what it's going to cost the city, right? So I would say, I don't know who we would normally use for this. Who did the paving work?
You said it was
that was Atlanta Gas Light's contractor.
Atlanta Gas Light's contractor did it. Okay. I wonder if we can get someone out there to give us an opinion about what it takes to correct the situation.
And we did. That was the Ardito invoice. It's not just the first 5 feet. The whole driveway needs to be redone. That's when council voted to approve payment of the third of the estimate, which accounts for the first 5 foot of right-of-way. Mm-hmm. That was put back. Nothing ever happened. And here we are today.
We don't even know if that's still valid. So,
that's one of the things that just grows.
Well, we need to get a current fix for it. And I'm not sure, I mean, did Ardito, was he given the instructions that we have to repave the driveway, or is it just...
We asked him to go out and look at it and make a recommendation as to what it would take to solve the issue from the city side and for the homeowner side.
And there may be a good reason why he's not suggesting just cut down the drive. That may have created a water issue or something of that nature. Mm-hmm.
The way of the slope. He said there's just no other way. You're going to have to build up the entire driveway because of the way the slope was originally.
Brandon, I have their estimate if you want to look at
that. Yeah, I've got that.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
But whatever happens needs to happen so that if the variance for the extra car area is denied, then they can proceed with whatever further action they're going to take. In other words, not leave it hanging open.
Right. Well, you've had an approval on the car park area.
Right, about that. That's done.
So, as far, we've got an issue about whether or not the city's going to repave the existing driveway, which is an unanswered question. We've got the issue about whether or not they can widen their driveway and get a variance for that. That has been, well, motion was made to pass that, and that failed. So it sounds to me like we need to figure out whether or not Ardito's invoice from a year ago is still good, and then decide whether or not we're going to continue to do it, or some more, or some less than that.
Right, but I can't imagine why council's decision to be responsible for the first 5 feet of the existing driveway would no longer be good today. That's done.
That's approved. Just
regardless of what the cost
the
is.
Driveway. So if the council still will do that, we just need to. But we can't do that if they're not going to agree to do it on their part.
Correct.
Right.
And I would add that the motion failed because we wanted to get your invoice, which I just looked at in your phone.
And
that was all.
I want to know what the city's committed.
This fails. It's a mute point. It's a mute point. It's over.
Well, there hasn't been a motion to deny the variance. There was a motion to approve the variance, and it did not pass.
Then how can we craft a an approval that takes all this into consideration? How would you word that?
What if you said, and I don't know if this will get voted or not, but what if you said, motion to permit the widening of the driveway However, the city will pay up to X dollars, which whatever that portion of the Ardito invoice, towards that to address the slope issue.
Yeah.
So the motion would be to approve the extension of the driveway up to 350 square feet with the city
contributing X dollars.
It was a third of the, I think it was 4510.
Of the Ardito invoice? Okay, so.
And that was way higher than 5 feet.
Oh, then we're giving them a deal. I mean, they can.
I guess now we have money.
Again, Linda, think of it this way. That invoice was predicated on 15 feet and then pulling up the driveway. The 15 feet.
I think that is.
So that is roughly one half of the estimate that I was able to present.
All right. So the motion would be that we are allowing the extension of the driveway 350 square feet, and the city is willing to pay a third, willing to pay X number of dollars based on the Ardito invoice or quote that we received, correct?
I think that's what the way to do it.
What is a third of that?
And that's all.
45, 10, 50.
Yeah. And they, and that, that way, then it's your prerogative if you pay more, or if you pay for the other half of the drive, the new driveway, that's all on you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So who made the motion?
There's somebody gotta make the motion.
Craziness. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right,
let's see if I can get this out. I would make a motion to permit the driveway to be widened to 350 square feet, contingent on getting the estimate that you got from your contractor, and agreeable with the city to meet what we approved to cover the first 5 feet from the street.
Or one-third of $4,510.50.
Or one-third of Ardito's estimate of $4,510.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Councilman Carlson. All right, any more discussion? All those in favor? Any opposed? Okay. I vote that under the circumstances that we have got a commitment on the amount of money the city will, a limit to the amount of money the city will contribute, I vote yes. So now you need to get, I guess, your
that invoice in your phone.
Yeah.
To the boss.
Yeah.
Well, a new one from Ardito, I think.
No, she's got one from a concrete company, and that's the one we want.
So my question is, once the paving is done, do we pay that amount directly to the De La Salles, or do we pay it to their contractor?
I would just let the De La Salles handle it.
Let them pay the contractor.
If the work is done, then we'll
reimburse it. Them. Okay.
All right. We all clear?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Again, you have me not allowing me to use the car park.
Not until it meets the conditions.
Okay. The conditions are, and yes, we had one person come out and say, yeah, the best thing to do, and Lloyd, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Because apparently you know something that I have been told, because this wasn't even put in writing. So who is your source that told you this?
All right.
I'm listening to the conversation.
Yes. Let's.
It took place right out of this street.
All right. Hold on. Janet, state your position.
What I want to do is there's an option to rebuild it so that it's better. I even went down to our neighbors on the corner, and I'm sorry, the Wileys, and they have a concrete block wall, a reinforcing it. Those timbers have been there 30 plus years. Contrary to what our neighbor says, that they aren't, okay? They're old timbers, okay? Right now, I am not really parking on that area. I'm parking within 2 to 3 feet of the street.
So what you're saying is you don't think it can pass certification?
I remember I gave you 5 companies that wouldn't even deal with it. That I could not even get a civil engineer out on that car park. So how am I going to get one out now? What I'm saying is, yeah, we may need to rebuild it. So there's the option, number one, where am I going to park tonight? Where am I going to park every day for the next 90 days until we decide what it's going to be? Are you going to give me a pool pass so I can walk to my house every night and park there?
I think that under the circumstances,
I should be able to use it until, and I also am requesting to be able to use it the next 90 days. It's been there prior to 2014. There has not been a problem with it. This is one person's opinion.
Okay, you want me to rebuild it? Fine, no problem. I'll put a nice concrete block wall up there. Is that acceptable?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Do I need a variance? I shouldn't.
No, I think the council has granted you the ability to use it, the space.
Great.
As long as it's safe and indemnifies the city.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I can get somebody out there to rebuild it with a concrete wall. Is that acceptable? A block, kind of like what the Wileys have on the property that they bought on the corner of Cardinal and
Russell. What's the height?
4 feet needs a permit so that it can be inspected. And this is 32 to 36 inches high today.
So you're planning on keeping it 32 to 36?
Yes, there's no reason to go higher.
Okay, so they wouldn't need a permit then?
Correct.
Okay.
Just want to get that out there.
Yes.
Okay, and so if you're doing that, you've got room. You could build it so that you don't have to park on the right-of-way. If you're wanting to get permission for a permanent spot for company, if you build it down closer to your house, so you can park 5 feet on this pad off the right-of-way, then it won't be illegal. Since you're going to be building it, why not build it right?
What are the implications of building it?
As a real parking space, because you need it anyway.
That would be great, but that would be changing the footprint. And I don't know if they're going to allow me to do that.
Janet, you're not talking about building a wall in the right-of-way.
No.
You're talking about on your property.
On my property. But when it comes to on the left, where the Appletons' house is, that road, that wood really ends probably about 3 feet from the road. I know the right-of-way is, 5 feet?
5 feet, yes.
5 feet.
From the edge of the asphalt.
So we would be reinforcing it all the way down, almost the virtual same footprint, It's not my intention to expand the footprint, but if that means that we need to reinforce it, it may need to be whatever a block wall is that's put down to reinforce it.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
She shouldn't be rebuilding an illegal parking spot. What are we doing here?
We just approved it.
No, she didn't. She
didn't. I'm talking about the illegal parking spot. So that's why I said, can we give her permission to build it off so she's got 5 feet and she can use the parking space? She needs it anyway.
An issue here.
She needs the parking space. But if she can drive off the, keep it off the right of way. And there's plenty of room between that and the house.
I mean, one option would be to say, we're not going to take any enforcement action on the existing parking space for 90 days to give you time to create this widened driveway, but at the end of that period, it needs to go away. That's...
Give me that again, Brandon.
So, what if we said we're not going to take any kind of enforcement action on the parking pad, for 90 days to give you time to review or to widen your existing driveway and get it all good. And at such time as that is done, then that space, that pad up on the right of way would go away.
We would like to use it for company.
The problem,
but do you know what? The answer is we would like to use it for company. Again, it's not my everyday use. I appreciate being able to use it until the driveway is done. And I guarantee you, we need that driveway done.
Yeah, I understand. You understand that the problem that these folks are having is that, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I've never been there. But, you know, everyone seems to agree that it's not safe.
We all sign a letter of indemnification tonight.
Well, and that's great and all, but we still don't want to be in the situation of approving something that we know is not safe. And so we got to figure out how we're going to make it safe, or we're going to get rid of it long term.
I want to make it safe, and it would be at our expense. So there should be no hardship on anybody else.
Okay, I have another idea.
Well, hang on. So if we give them 90 days to do the driveway and get that done, do we go back and revisit the parking pad?
I think we could while we're still in the meeting.
I would like to get the parking pad for solid, please. We've been kicking this can down the road since 15, 14.
I mean, the question is, do you want to go away, or do you want them to spend the money to improve it so it's safe?
Okay.
It needs to be one.
All right, so.
Well, what my idea is this. Can it be improved from what it is now? But it would still be on the right of way. But could she get permit for parking relatives when they come?
I don't
pay for a
permit,
like other people do, permit to park on the side of the road.
I really don't want City Hall to be involved in this thing anymore.
What was that? Okay.
City Hall does not want to have to issue parking permits on a consistent basis for this situation.
That would get old.
So.
Unless you decide it's a legal car park, and then no parking permits required. But hasn't that already been approved?
Well, yeah, from what I just heard, we're going to make it, her able to use it for 90 days, right? Until she gets her driveway resurfaced.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I just heard.
I guess the proposal I would have, if it's not safe, is, you know, we would give you 90 days to use it while your driveway is being repaired. At the end of that period, either you need to use that first variance and improve it so that it is safe, or
that was what I approved, but it's got to be
parking illegally on the right of way.
Well, we
just approved it for 90 days.
If council approves it for 90 days.
I know, but that's an extra day.
If she will place the repair on the driveway.
Right, and if she repairs it, then it meets the criteria, the conditions of the original vote, which was indemnification for the city, no loss of ownership is retained by the city, and it is a safe, certified safe structure.
But it's got to be made a little further back so she can get off the right of way.
That wasn't part of it.
That wasn't part of it. Stop adding things to the recipe here.
It's got to be a part of it. But anyway, I just thought of something else. I hope we're not getting into buffer zones on the property. An illegal parking spot from now on is just, that doesn't sit well with me.
It's if it's approved by council, then it is not illegal. It meets the conditions of what was approved.
I don't like council approving illegal stuff.
Well, council has spoken. It's done.
So as long as it meets the conditions, after the 90 days, after you've got the driveway fixed, then it needs to meet the conditions of the approval of what was voted on tonight, which was indemnification, no loss of ownership by the city, and a certified safe parking pad. Are we all clear on that?
Yes.
Everybody all on the same page?
I did one thing. It was given before the 90 days and they didn't do it. What are we going to do this time if it's not
done? Well, if it's not done at the end of the 90 days, then they cannot park there legally.
Okay.
The 90 days are where it has to either meet the conditions or it is no longer considered a legal part of it.
I think it shouldn't be able to come back. How many times can this come back?
Well, I mean,
as long as the council exists.
Well, yeah, as long as we have meetings and they're on the agenda, we can keep doing this. So
hopefully this is the solution.
So is the 90 days implied or do we, does council have to vote on that?
So I had that written down as part of the first motion. Mm-hmm. Was that in there?
Mm-hmm. I think it's that's been passed.
All right, so that's part of it. All right. Have you got any other questions?
Are we going to talk about the road? Scraping the road?
No. We're not scraping the road. They're going to build the driveway up to make that a non-issue.
And fix the road. That's included.
Yes, that's
paying. That's why we're paying. We're contributing to the cost.
That's why we're contributing to the cost of the driveway. All right. Anything else on this topic? I'd like to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Johnson. He is the Fulton County Sheriff's Office representative. appreciate him being here. He is our go-to guy for any anything's, you know, that we have going on in this area.
He's thinking of I'm in trouble already. All right. No, I have a legitimate question. I was yesterday going to call. I'm from Milton. And when I lived in Milton, I could call up and literally say, hey, I'm going on vacation. And they would make sure the patrols kind of like remember to go down my street. Do you guys offer that service?
We would in three different areas. Mountain Park, Chattahoochee Hills. No, I'm sorry, not Chattahoochee Hills. Mountain Park and parts of South Fulton.
Okay, so you would hear that. Like,
the reason is because we are, you guys don't have a actual city police department.
Yeah.
So we are your police department at this point.
And I see you go by at like 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. I'm loving the all the hours patrols.
I literally drive through here every time I pass through this area. So
yes.
And I have an unmarked car, so you don't know what car I'm in. I have multiple unmarked cars, so you don't know which car I'm in, but I am literally, I hang out in this area.
So you, our cameras picked it up one time. I was like, man, they were here like 3:50 in the morning.
I come through and I come with different cars. So
you're awesome.
Karen will be working out some of the particulars and everything about about patrols and about traffic citations. So everybody remember stopping stop signs. Those are not suggestions.
Remember.
All right, Chair will entertain a motion.
I will be able to get this writing.
I will write this.
I second.
Thank you. Right. I need to pass this on to somebody else.
Okay.
Who was the first motion?
Motion was Lloyd. Second was Carol.
Lloyd. Okay. Sorry.
Lloyd, you made the motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All those in favor? And we're like, good night, everybody. Here's the vote.
Carol, I want to show you something.
I'll take one of the dog.